It's so nice to be with you, noon to two. And I know it's not always easy to be tuned in noon to two, but you can always catch the show, and I hope you will. Whether you're streaming us live now at WJR.com, your WJR app, or any number of ways, the quality is just incredible streaming, that's for sure. And you can do that in Florida, Arizona, wherever you might be, or just in your kitchen or in your car. You can also find our show in an entire podcast at thegreatvoice.com, and it means a lot to me if you do that, because I'll still know you're with me then. Thegreatvoice.com, on your way to making each and every day count. Each day is indeed a gift. Well, I'll tell you a gift to Wayne State University. As the 13th president and the first woman to lead the school during its 155-year history, and we know a thing or two about that at the radio station. Ann Thomas, the first female program director in the 101-year history of WJR. They all are doing a great job in all these different positions that sometimes took too long to get them there. But I have to tell you, Wayne State University's Kimberly Andrews Espy, the president, is doing a phenomenal job. And I have to tell you, Madam President, I have never heard about Wayne State University and its president as much as I've already heard about you, and you haven't been on the job that long.
Oh, goodness, Paul W. Well, you are so kind to make those wonderful remarks. I feel like I landed on Lucky Planet and in a great city at a great university with truly remarkable students. So it's my pleasure to join you today.
Well, let me just say, I don't say that lightly. I was a fan of M. Roy Wilson, who did a nice job. I think he served like 10 years.
Indeed.
You have signed a five-year contract, if I recall, but I hope you're there for multiples of those 5 years. And in Lucky Planet, it's a lucky university to have landed you, Kimberly Andrews Espy. Now, I want to talk about this story that was in the news the other day, where you attended the university's traditional fall event showcasing student organizations, and you met three students who brought home what it meant to be leading the state's third largest university. Can you share us that story? Take as much time as you'd like.
Indeed. So you are so right. One of the great traditions at Wayne is our festival, where we welcome our new students after convocation, and the mall is set up with all sorts of tables, whether it be our university programs or our student clubs and all the different ways students can get involved. And, you know, I had the opportunity to meet three students that I think so reflect the Wayne State campus, three who come from very different backgrounds. And, you know, what was neat about the event is, you know, they were telling me about what they're excited about the future. Two of them were roommates. Another one was a friend from high school. And, you know, one identified as Middle Eastern, one black, one white. And what was really neat is they were engaging with each other. So, you know, at Wayne State, we're the most diverse campus in the state of Michigan. We're a research university. So our students have the chance to learn as much about themselves as a part of going to Wayne as they do from each other in that environment. You know, our world is an increasingly diverse and complex place. And being able to study in that environment prepares them for what comes next. And it's just a real pleasure to be a part of that.
Well, it is. The timing couldn't be better the way I see it, Madam President. You have a situation where, like 4 weeks after you took over the job, you welcomed one of the largest incoming undergraduate classes in the school's history, at 4,450 students, more than 3,000 first-year students, which is a 16% increase in first-year students and a 9% increase in incoming transfer students compared with last year. Yet it's still a battle. There's a lot of competition within the sound of my voice for people to choose for a higher education. But I think you certainly hit the ground running and knew that. President Kimberly Andrews Espy with us, president of Wayne State. And because of your visibility, I think that's helping the school tremendously.
Well, that's very kind of you. But what I will say is what we're finding from our students is they want a campus environment that they can navigate easily, where they're a person, right, not just a number. but they also want to take advantage of the big city opportunities of Detroit. They want to work at a nonprofit or have an internship at one of our largest corporations or do some entrepreneurship at a small startup, right? They want to work with our government, whether it's at the city or at the county, and get engaged in those programs that can help transform our community. And that's what Wayne offers, a little bit for everything and the best of both the big as well as the small campus feel.
And the folks who were interviewing, Shirley Stancato, chair of the Wayne State Board of Governors and such, said about you that you did your homework, you were focused, you answered questions from the committee. They were very impressed, and you beat out like 20 other people that they interviewed. That's got to give you the confidence to do whatever it is you really think needs to be done, because it appears that your thoughts and dreams for the university are in line with the people that you work for and with. And I can only hope for you that you continue to be as visible as you have been, and that you use us whenever you need to get the word out about anything good that's happening at Wayne State University.
Well, Paul W., you are so kind, and it's my pleasure to be here, and I just would encourage everyone to go Wayne. It's wonderful.
Go Wayne. Keep up the good work, Madam President.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Paul W. Have a good afternoon.
You do the same. The president of Wayne State University is doing a tremendous job already. Kimberly Andrews Espy, Madam President, at Wayne State University. Take a look at Wayne State. They offer so much just by being right in the city of Detroit. Some opportunities you won't get anywhere else. We continue in Focus on WJR.